here, 2-0 defeat, created quite a few chances.
Created chances, but I think we huff and puff, really. I think they were always in control of the game. Again, you know, we've made it hard for ourselves once more. You set up a game plan, but when you go a goal down after 30 seconds, it goes out the window. It gives the team, you know, a foothold in the game and something they hold on to early on. And then they can sit in and you have to go and beat them. As I say, we huff and puff, but we were never near scoring, really, or being in the game, if we're honest. You know,
you did make it easy for them in parts. I mean, the first goal, you're still setting out your stall.
But, you know, the game started, so you have to be focused. And we've done it too many times this season, you know, where we've either give away a goal in the first couple of seconds or the last couple of seconds, as the Waterford game was just before half-time. This one was just the start of the game. And, you know, you can prepare all you want, but if you're not focused and give away silly goals in this league, you're going to pay the price.
Dan Seaburn went close 7 minutes before the break with a header and a near post. You could go on level, changes the course of the night, maybe?
We could, but it's all if, buts and maybes. We didn't go on level, and that's the point, and we gave away a poor goal. And as I say before, you know, that gives teams great heart and great confidence, and we can moan all we like about this could have went done or that couldn't have done. We didn't work hard enough. They stopped them scoring the goal early on, and then that gave them a foothold, and that's been happening too often this season.
When you come on at the break, what's being said?
Again, you're saying, right, there's one goal in it, albeit that we give it away. You know, we're still in the game. For parts of the first half, the finishing off, we had a good spell where we were moving the ball. But, you know, for what the good things that we did last week, we didn't do this week. So you're trying to improve. You make a couple of changes. They try and get another bit of impetus into the game. But again, I thought when the second goal went in, I thought our heads went down and we were never in the game after that. You know, it was just a matter of Bowes basically seeing out the game.
If players aren't taking on board what you're saying, is it a collective problem or are there individual areas of the team you need to focus on?
Well, I mean, if we had the answer to that, we'd be able to solve it. You know, you can say you can make all the excuses you want. You know, we have a young squad and it's maybe a mental thing with them. But, you know, all the teams are the same. You know, we have 5 under-21 internationals. If you're good enough to be an international, you have to be able to have the whole package in the game. You know, I'm not just singling out them players, but as a whole, you have to have the mental strength to be able to play the game as well. And we seem to be lacking that at the minute. We seem to be lacking that cohesion, and we seem to be taking one step forward and two steps back every week.